after school, young Cheesy Robbins goes home. Memories of the vicious elf had her grinning. She got out her drawing paper and crayons. She spent most of that evening scribbling elf pictures. Some of the pictures showed it leering with jagged teeth. Others had it fighting, stabbing, or burning members of the Easter Bunny cult. The members had their names with arrows pointing to the victims. All done in her best form. Thick clots of red Crayola for blood. Faces screaming, twisting in agony. She loved Santa and had been a good girl this year. She was going to leave him some cookies, too. Christmas was approaching, and it was a wonderful time for Reverend Scarfunk to force his will on little children. He hated children because, in a freak mutation accident, he was born a very sober 22 years old. No wonder of childhood for him. And the little fuck symbolized all that was evil to him. A nice little Xmas party at the dark, run-down church, perhaps? Or to visit them in school and scar a few souls? He chewed on another bar of X-Lax. He had sick sexual shit-fit fantasies involving watching Nazi concentration camp films and wearing lipstick. That good old X-Lax was melting on his tongue. Good times, good bowel movements, good child scarrings. That night before bed, Scarfunk, naked except for a bib made of baby skin, he snorted a couple lines of cocaine that he sold his ass for 3 months earlier. He didn't use any of it until now. He just thought it would be good to have some of it around. His yellowed hand gripped his pinkish penis and began a slow, euphoric rub. He gazed out the little window at the second story of the tiny church where his bed was. He stared out at the sleeping town. He hated them all, and he imagined the town burning down as he watched and laughed. Sinners aren't winners! He howled into the empty church as he came